Howdy. Hey, how's it going? Werdna, thank you, Leslie, Space, Equinox, Cam, Fifth Guy, Mug, thank you. Hello, everybody, welcome to the podcast. Today, if it's not obvious, we're talking about Red Pandas. Tomba, Stretchy, Cardboard Box, thank you for the subs. A lot of people are already using the question bot. We are talking to Red Panda Network today, and I'm very, very excited. The reason that the podcast is so late is because our podcast guest is coming to us all the way from Nepal. It is, I believe, 8:30 in the morning for him. We're a little backed up, but KZ, I see that. Thank you. KZRL with the $20 Save the Red Pandas. People comfy, I appreciate that. Our donations today are linked up to their PayPal, so it's going straight to them. The Red Panda Network was founded in 2007. They're the largest organization protecting wild red pandas. They have conservation efforts that span over 1 million acres. That's over 50% of red panda populations in the wild. 1 million acres is a lot of land. I think a hectare is it 3.2 or 2.3 acres if you use hectares? It's a lot of land. KZ, thank you for that donation. They don't just do that. They do research, they do education, they do conservation and sustainable livelihoods. So they're really focused on local communities as well. We talk about how that piece in conservation is missing a lot. Teaching local communities how to support the species that they live amongst. Warbur with the $20 has gotten us to 40. Thank you so much. Neon, thank you for the Twitch Prime drop. Thank you for the tier one. They also do policy and advocacy. They have projects, they have campaigns, they have a blog, they have really good socials. If you want to be linked to those socials, you can do command org to get to those. They're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, they're on YouTube. Danza, thank you for the $20. Josh with the 7 months, thank you. So their socials are really, really great, and they're just a comprehensive organization supporting the conservation of red pandas. If you are not aware, Tara with the 25. Thank you, Tara. We're at $85. Absolutely amazing. So fast. Thank you. Holy moly. Super Snoodles with $50 and Macabre Mackenzie with $5 and Yoker with $10. Let's go. Holy cow! All right, James Harden. James Harden with $125 said, "I never knew red pandas were a thing until someone showed me them. They are so cute. I hope this money goes to a good cause. There is no better organization to give to if you're interested in helping with the conservation of this species." Chol Lozano, thank you for the 10 months. Babyface, you guys. Babyface Johnny with $25, Camrix with $50, and Josh 8 Coles with $50. The donations can't even keep up. They're still loading in at $400. Insane pace. Look at the pace. Thank you guys so much. If you are not aware of what a red panda is, if you have questions about red pandas, about their adaptations, about what they eat, about what their threats are to their conservation, about what Red Panda Network does, you can do hashtag ask followed by your questions. It'll be sent to a bot for me. And I will thank you guys so much for those donos. And I will be able to read those questions to our guest. Our guest is Sonam Tashi Lama, again from Nepal. In addition to asking questions, another way that you can participate in this podcast. Thank you for all the subs. Cinny, thank you for the $5. Another way that you can participate in this podcast is by doing the quiz at the end of the podcast. There is a quiz based on our conversation. If the quiz extension works today, it has been really touch and go, so I'm hoping that it works, but I'm not. I can't promise anything. I don't know. If it works, the quiz is five questions based on the conversation that I have with Sonam today. You get 20 seconds a question. You win the quiz by getting the most answers right the fastest. You can participate on mobile. You can participate on your computer. Super, super easy. If you win the quiz, LP with the $5, Crowway with the $10, Jason with $121. Let's go. Okay. If you win the quiz, if you're not already a sub to my channel, I will gift you a sub to my channel. If you are already a sub, then I will gift you a sub to a channel of your choice, or you can ask me to donate an additional $5 to Red Panda Network. LP, thank you. LP is the one who requested a Red Panda podcast because my Discord is apparently obsessed with Red Pandas, so I'm really, really excited. I hope there are some new people here, especially because the time is a little different today. So if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Speaking of new to the podcast, everybody say hi to DHXH, what is it? Help me out, chat. My brother is watching the podcast. Yes, DHXH John 12. That's my brother. He's watching the podcast for the first time today because red pandas are his favorite animal. So big time. What's up? So, am I missing anything for today? Nad, thank you for the 5 months. I'm super excited. I think you're good. I think I'm good too. I was so close on that transition with the two videos. I gotta figure out how to do that. Whoosh. Thank you for the sub. Poosin with $5. Thank you. Okay. I don't think I'm missing anything. I told him I'd call him 15 minutes after start time. Nepa with the $3. Thank you so much. Said I can't donate too much, but I hope this helps. It absolutely does. I really, really appreciate that. Again, if you like red pandas, if you want to support their conservation, Claire with the $50. If you would like to support Red Panda Conservation, there is no better organization to donate to than the one that we are speaking to today. They do insane work everywhere. I mean, they're awesome. So I'm really, really excited to get to talk to them today. It's going to be a good one. I don't think that I'm missing anything, so I am going to be back in a second. I'm going to call our guest. Okay. I'll see you in a sec. It's also Fireball Friday. I can't hear you right now. Chat, you can't hear anything, right? Do you want to... Can you make sure that your mic is... Or that your headset is plugged in? Or maybe if that's... oh, there you go.
It's good now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Awesome. Chat, I know he's on the quiet side, so I'm just going to crank up my desktop audio and hopefully this works okay. Cardboard Box, thank you for the $5. Are we good? Okay. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you, Maya.
Yeah,
thank
of you. Course.
It's our honor.
Chat, are you... How's the volume now? Still a little... quiet.
It's still not good.
It's good. Oh, I guess it's good.
It's good.
All right.
It's good.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we watched a couple videos. We watched the one regarding the illegal pet trade on your YouTube channel, and then we watched the Our Achievements one from your YouTube channel. I talked a little bit about what Red Panda Network does, and we've raised Gabby with $5. Thank you. We've raised $624 so far for
Thank you.
Red Panda Network. So if you could introduce yourself and tell us what you guys do, that would be fantastic.
Hello everyone. I'm Sonam Lama from Red Panda Network, and I want to thank everyone who are watching now. And I represent the Red Panda Network, and I want to thank my on the this. And I worked with the Red Panda Network, and I initiated working with the Red Panda Network since 2007. And at that time, Red Panda Network was established, and it was established by an American guy named Brian Williams, who was a Peace Corps volunteer in Nepal. And after he established the Red Panda Network, I came in contact with him because he was studying Red Panda in my area. That's eastern part of Nepal, very remote area. And at that time, I was not aware about Red Panda because when I was a child, there was a stuffed Red Panda in my home, and I never knew that one was a Red Panda because we need to use we use that one as a scarecrow in our house.
You used
and
a red panda
and
as a
that yeah and that was a skin, dried skin, and it was
Oh.
stuffed. And at that time in our villages, people nobody knew that the red panda was as endangered, that's a precious animal, because at that time people were not aware about red panda. So when Brian came in our area and he did the research, that gets some media attention. So I also read that one in an article, and I was studying school, so it also drew my attention. So I also started to venture into the red panda conservation. So I get in touch with Brian, and then we started our first community-based red panda conservation in Nepal. And it's actually the world's first community-based red panda conservation in the world. So yeah, the journey started like that.
Very cool. In 2007, correct?
Yeah, in 2007, right?
Okay. And you guys do a ton of stuff. You guys do research and education and conservation. You teach local communities. What else do you guys do? Am I missing things?
Yeah, we have four major things as part of our community-based red panda conservation program. First one is the research and monitoring. In that, we monitor red panda because we have to know about the red panda. There are things to know, and as being a community-based red panda conservation program, we mobilize the local people who are the citizen scientists,
Yes.
and we call them forest guardians because they are the guardians of the forest. And the meaning of the guardians of the forest is the guardians of the red.
Oh,
So we teach
cool.
them to monitor red panda, to study red panda, to talk about red panda in the villages, because the people are not aware that the red panda is there. And if someone see a red panda in the wild, they will simply try to catch them to pet or try to kill.
Right.
So our forest guardians are the pillars of our community-based red panda conservation program. We mentor them, we train them to educate our community people and the school children. And they go to the forest in a regular basis to monitor red pandas. So red panda is the indicated species of the temperate forest in our region. So when we conserve red panda, all the endangered wildlife and many of the wildlife and plant species will also be conserved. So
Can
that
you
one
tell
comes under
chat what it
the
means to be an indicator species?
Yeah, an indicator species is that if there is a good protection, or if there is a species, mammals or plant species, anything, and that is preserved well, that is thriving in the area, and that will indicate you that the health of that forest or that area is good, because we have to assure that the conservation is 100% there to preserve an indicator species.
Okay. So if there are lots of red pandas and the red pandas are doing well, it means that their habitat and the forest is doing well.
Yeah, right, absolutely right. And that's a very healthy forest. And I was talking about our team. So I talked about research and monitoring. So there are three other teams for the panda. That includes education and outreach, which is very important for countries like Nepal, because people in Nepal are in the remote areas. They are not educated well. So, and our red panda habitat lies in the very remote and hilly area, so that's very important. And another thing we work is super important is habitat management. Now we are also focusing on that one, because if we cannot protect red panda habitat, we cannot protect red panda itself. So that one is another theme, and last one is sustainable livelihood, because people also need food to sustain their life. So and our people being so much dependent on the agricultural practices, but that's not sufficient to sustain their lives. So they need alternatives. So they always try to extract forest resources in a maximum way. So if they extract forest resources, that will definitely impact on the red panda habitat. But that's why we need to divert their way of forest extraction. So we need to provide them alternative livelihood options.
Right, that
And that
makes
one
sense.
includes making some money through the red panda best ecotourism, or train them to make some funds so they can sustain their life and divert their way of living
Very cool. I've
from
talked
forest
on
resources.
other podcasts before about one of the things that's often missing in conservation is getting to the local people. Because you can do lots of research and I've that ivory tower problem that we've talked about before, but if it doesn't get down to the people where they're living with the species, then it doesn't really do much good. So that's awesome that you guys have a focus on that also. We have a ton of donations that have come in. Health just tipped 17, Monkaroo with 50, 101 with $33, Aurora Luna with 25, Tipsy with 50, Eris with 10, Teetle with 20, Health with 31, Nathan with 50, Raptor with 5. We're at $953.27. The donations are crazy today. Thank you guys so much. So you talked about protecting red panda habitat. Red pandas are listed as endangered, correct? Under IUCN. And do you have any idea what their numbers are like in the wild right now?
It's really hard, because you guys might think that we are working since 2 decades, nearly 2 decades, and we easily can talk about. It's always tricky to talk about the exact number of red pandas. Very elusive. It's very hard to see in the wild, and the population count method is we don't have any exact measurement method, so that's we need to rely on the estimates. So so our best estimate way is we depend on is the IUCN Red List criteria. So red panda was listed as endangered in 2015 assessment. So that one tells us that the current population of red panda in the wild is less than 10,000. And if we have to talk about the population of red panda in Nepal, I think
Can you repeat that? You cut out there.
And the population of red panda in Nepal should be around 1,000 or 1,000. Yeah, it is also based on the expert opinion.
And is the biggest threat to red pandas habitat loss, or is it mostly like the illegal trade, or what are the threats that they face?
You are right. The most pressing threat for the red panda is habitat loss.
Okay.
Everywhere, I think, because people are extracting forest resources, and their way of development is not sustainable. So every day people are clearing forests. So that one is the most pressing challenge for red panda conservation. And if we have to talk about red panda conservation, red panda, illegal trade comes in a second.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to illegal trade, is that for hide, or is that because people really want them as pets?
If we have to talk about the condition of Nepal, just for the hide,
okay,
not for the bait. Bait also comes a very little number.
I see.
But they wanted the hide. But it's only based on rumors. They can earn money, big money, but that's not.
I'm sorry, you cut out on the last part there again. Could you repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah. People think that they can sell the hide of red panda in a very high price.
Oh.
They can make a lot of money.
I see.
But that's based on rumors and misconception. That's not true.
Okay. So habitat loss and illegal trade are big threats to them. James
right.
tipped $46. I think I already said health was 17. That got us to $1,000. So thank you guys so much for those donations. Speaking of the viewers, they've already asked a lot of questions. Do you want to start answering some of their questions?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So one of the ones on the top of my list here, which I think a lot of people probably get confused by, Floppy just tipped $100. Thank you so much. Dixie asked, what's the difference between a red panda and a giant panda?
They only share the names. They are very distant cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And the red panda is the real panda. People say that. Giant panda is also called them. Because red was discovered 48 years ago, the scientists in the world, they described about the red panda 5 decades ago, before then the giant panda, and based on the science, they belong to the different family.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any relationship biologically.
Right. So yeah, his mic was cutting out a little bit, but I think the gist of it was that red pandas were discovered well before, or discovered and named well before giant pandas. So he said they're the real pandas, but they're in different families.
Yeah, and we call the red pandas first panda. And there is also anecdotal information that the panda name came from the Nepali word.
Uh-huh.
And in Nepal, we call the panda as a Pude Kundu. Pude means... it has a, if we also call the livestock, if it has a white marks in the face like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in the rural villages, they call red panda Punde Kundu. So when there was a British naturalist in Nepal in 18, maybe 1820s or 1830s, when he was here, he was a taxidermist, and he was a naturalist. He used to collect a lot of stuffs from animals.
Mm-hmm.
And when he asked a name to the taxidermist, Nepali taxidermist on Nepali, and they said it's a Pude Kundu. So maybe he heard like a panda, and it became panda, but it's anecdotal.
Interesting. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I had not heard of that before. I think a lot of people get confused because their names are so, well, their names are the same. SMK, thank you for the $20. Aura with the $30. Thank you. We're at $1,150 in donations today. And lots of questions. So Max asked, what is the red panda's main competition if they have competition in the wild?
Thank you, Max, for your questions, and I want to thank everyone who donated so far. This will surely make a very huge difference in the wild. Coming back to the next question, I think he's going to ask about the predators.
Yes.
Maybe predators, yeah. Yeah, there are definitely some predators for red pandas, and the biggest predators for red panda is a leopard.
One more time?
Leopard.
Oh.
The leopard, the cat.
Yes.
There's only one exact record of killing red panda. We think that the leopard should be the predator of red panda, but not the small leopard, because
I can't hear you right now. I heard, yeah. Last thing I heard was not the snow leopard.
yeah. And people have a misconception that snow leopard is also a predator to red panda. That's because snow leopard and red panda habitats doesn't.
Okay.
They have a different habitat range. And the another one is the yellow-throated marten. That one is a very notorious one. That can kill the cubs of red panda.
Oh, I've never seen a red panda cub. Actually, come to think of it. Oh my gosh, they're just as cute as you would expect.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Wow. Very cool. Okay. So Blaze to $10. Thank you. Street with $10 as well. So leopards are one of their big predators, but red pandas can live at really, really high elevations, right? I was reading about this today when I was doing some research. Can you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm.
Andrew tipped $100. Thank you. Go ahead, Sai.
Thank you. And red panda's elevation range, it habitat ranges.
You've cut out again. I'm
prime
sorry.
Habitat. Yeah, the prime habitat of red panda falls around 2,500 to 3,500. Meter.
Oh my gosh. That's okay. 3,500 meters is 2 miles up. I'm trying to find some references so that they have
that should be around 9,000, not 9,000 feet. If we talk about 3,000 meters, that would be 9,000 feet. Height.
So, chat, the Empire State Building is 381 meters tall, and their ideal habitat is 2,500 to 3,500 meters up. That's crazy. So they like to live high, high up in trees, huh? That's very cool. Okay, let's see, more questions that we have here. Yeah, so B-Bud asked if they live in groups, or what does a red panda's social structure look like?
Hi, B-Bud, thank you for your questions. Red panda are solitary species. They are really solitary species, and they only be in a social life during their breeding and mating season. And if we see a red panda in a group, There will be cubs and mothers are in the time of mating that will be a male and female.
Got
so
it.
They are quite solitary. Yeah.
How many cubs do they typically have?
They generally have two cubs, sometimes we have some few records of three red panda cubs in the wild, but a lot of zoos has.
Wow. They're so cool.
Yeah.
And let's see, another question from Dixie. Dixie asked, how do they defend themselves?
Hi, Dixie. Thank you for your question. I want to tell you that red panda is really cute, and they are very small, and it seems like they cannot protect themselves. But every animal has their own kind of defense mechanism. So I want to share one my experience handling red panda in the wild, because last year in December, November, December, we called 10 wild red pandas in the eastern Nepal to study their, to understand their ecology better.
Okay.
So when I was handling the first red panda that we captured, it was really hard because I was thinking it will be very super easy, but they put a lot of efforts to get out, and they're really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I think based on that experience, I think they have a good kind of defense mechanism in the wild to predators, or the predators. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it took us some time to be adapted to handling red pandas. They were really strong.
Got it. Okay, my brother has asked a question. Not sure if this was asked already, but what family do they belong to? Like, what are their relatives, raccoons or cats, etc.?
They are taxonomically unique family. They don't belong to the any other. They are the so they are the only single species on that. That's Aluridae.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the single species from the family Aluridae.
Okay, thank you for the question. Let's see, similar question. This is a good question. Side asked, what role do red pandas play in the ecosystem and what will happen if they go extinct?
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a great question, and thank you for the questions. As red panda being an indicated species, they are super helpful to maintaining the ecological of health of the habitat they live. So we can know that the temperate broadleaf forest is super healthy if we can protect that part. If we are able to protect that part in that habitat. So if we cannot protect the forest or that ecosystem, the red panda will not only extinct from there, we will lose hundreds of wild animals and wild flora for us. So that's why it's very important to protect the panda, because if we are not able to protect, we will not lose the single species, we will lose the multiple that will have a lot of time.
Right. Okay, you cut out at the end there, but I think we got the gist of what you're saying. So being an indicator species, if we lose red pandas, it's kind of like a domino effect. So we lose a lot more species than that.
Yes. Got it.
I don't know if this was a question. I haven't seen it. Maybe it was. What is their diet like in the wild?
Their diet is mainly bamboo leaves. I think the 95% of their diet is bamboo, because the temperate body forest has a very vast understory of bamboos. So their main diet depends on the bamboo leaves. And they also need a good kind of water sources in their habitat. And there are seasonal berries in the, so this is the, now this October, September, October is a good season for the wild berries in their habitat. So they also feed on some of the berries, wild berries. And they sometimes, if they found birds, egg, or sometimes small insects. Yeah, we also found the insects on their pellets. So they also feed on the small insects and birds, eggs.
I see. Very cool. Okay, other questions that we have. Flocky asked, what is their lifespan?
Their lifespan is not long. In the wild, they can live up to 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
In the wild, but in the zoos, they have a record of living up to 23 or 24 years old.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, and And by this comparison, we can assume that there are a lot of challenges in, apart from the wild predators or wild natural barriers. They have to face a lot of man-made problems. So that one is, you know, their sub-life span. And they have a very high death rate of, there's a very low survival rate of their cause. And in the forest and their habitat where they are living, that is, that part is much occupied by people, because every day people will go there to collect firewood, to graze their livestock. So and a sort of unsustainable kind of development, building a rural force in the villages. And that's not a plan in a sustainable way. That's why they face a lot of challenges. That's why their age is not so high, I think.
Okay. Another kind of interesting question. Zero asked, are red pandas' tails prehensile, and are they primarily tree or land animals? So how are they so well adapted to living up in trees?
Yeah, because I think it's also related to their ecological.
It's relative to what?
It's also related to their survival status, because they are being a solitary species, and they're being very small, and they need to protect themselves from all the, if they live in the off the trees.
Mm-hmm.
They can protect themselves good. They always live in a tree hollow. So the predators bigger than them cannot enter that hollow. But the notorious yellow-throated marten can enter that area. So they have, I think that's one is a survival strategy. They have very tree climbing and tree descending skills. So that one will make them well adapted to the trees.
Okay.
And in the red panda habitat, we have a lot of big, very big trees, maybe that are around 20 to 30 meter high.
What would you say? How tall?
Maybe 20 to 30 meters high.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oak trees, they are really big.
Cool. More questions. Okay. Someone sad said, I really like your red panda hoodie. Where can I get one? I saw somebody linking in chat earlier that you guys have some cool merchandise on your website. If you guys could link that again, that'd be great. It is very cool. It's a good way to support you guys as well. There it is. We're at $1,280 in donations, but if you're interested in getting merch or something instead, check that out. They're very nice. Okay. More questions. Oh, this is a good question, because we've seen this a lot in videos online, and I know that this has also been a problem for red pandas. It's like the cute videos online. Maybe we can talk about that after. But one asked, why do red pandas, Jeremy tipped $50. Thank you, Jeremy. Asked, why do red pandas sometimes stand on their hind legs?
I'm not just really sure, because one of my experience when I was handling wild red pandas during the calling, and there we measured the hind limbs, and the part of the paws that was really really long. They have a very long kind of paws, and maybe that one made able to stand up really high.
Mm-hmm.
But I only saw that one, that type of character in the zoos. You never see it. Never.
Yes. I see. Huh. Yeah, it
maybe
is.
Maybe that one also depend upon the training they get in the zoos, right?
I see.
So that one is a very viral right? The
Yes,
video
that
just
video is
came
very
from Nirvana.
popular. I've seen it quite a few times. Thank you for that question. So actually, that was a good segue into what I mentioned before this. There's this problem with a lot of species. I think also parrots are fall victim to the cute pet videos online and stuff. So the pet trade is really damaging to them as well. Blaze, thank you for the $20. But can you speak a little bit to how you think that social media and people's perception of red pandas has, I guess, been both good and bad for the species as a whole?
Yeah, social media has a very huge impact. It has a both a positive and side. And that one is also same with the red panda, because red panda is getting very popular in social media these days, which is helping us to raise funds in a good way. But sometimes that will also drive back to red panda, because people will see the very cute videos of red pandas in social medias, especially in Instagram. So there are some researches done on the world that one is also similar with the other lemurs or other wild animals. And I think people see very cute photos of red panda in Pinterest or Facebook or Instagram. So they have kind of feeling sessions pet red panda, and that will that's the down part. Sometimes people from the people are asking for a red panda pet, but they have a they have a misconception that we and we have an adoption program, red panda. We can adopt. We only have a virtual kind of red panda adoption. So social media has a both positive and negative sides. And when you play that video of red panda standing up, such kind of videos will definitely make people to obsessed with making their pet. But so we are working in this field, trying to convey that petting red panda is not legal. That's and it's also not easy to pet a red panda, because they are very dangerous to animals. They can harm people in a very bad way. There are some incidences in the zoos where zookeeper themselves has accidents with it. They can bite really, really badly. And the people like you are also part of good way to give messages to people on such kind of issues. So we are really thankful to you.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad. I appreciate it. Country tip $10. Yeah, I think my community, especially the regulars to the podcast, are very familiar with my "this is not a pet" speech. So they've heard it lots of times, but I appreciate that. Okay, we have a little less than 10 minutes here, so there are a couple. I'll ask some of the questions that have been repeated by multiple people because a few people want to know. One of those being, KZ asked this once, what is your favorite fact that not many people know about red pandas? Do you have any fun facts about them?
Fun facts.
It's okay if you don't.
Fun facts. Fun facts. I really like the red panda cubs, and we see we have camera trap three red panda cubs that were from the wild.
Oh,
I
on a
think
camera
that's
trap?
fun. Yeah, on a camera trap.
How
That's the
cool.
first pictures from the wild to get three red panda cubs. So the fact that the red panda can born three red panda is a good thing.
Is that where you
From
previously
wild.
thought it was two cubs?
From the zoos there are a lot of records of three red panda, but from the wild, seen that
Very
It's really
cool.
hard to monitor. Yeah, it's really hard to monitor them.
Also, I skimmed over it briefly in my reading before this podcast, but do you know, did you guys had a camera trap that also captured another species, like a cat? Do you know what I'm talking about? What was that cat called?
That's called the marble cat, and
Yes.
it was camera trapped in 2018, January 2018, and that one is the first record of that cat, the marble cat in Nepal.
That's amazing. So
Yeah.
their camera traps that they put up for red pandas was able to capture this cat, which is super, super cool and impressive. You can read about that on their website as well. That's awesome.
And during the camera trapping project, we basically focused on the restoring red pandas. And at that time, we got a lot of other species that was quite exciting.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, I found a great closing question. Let me ask one more. Okay, so Semi asked, do red pandas talk? I think that, so what are their vocalizations like? Do they communicate with each other? What do their noises sound like? I'm actually, I don't think I've ever heard a red panda vocalize.
I think every animal, every species will talk, I think, because the forest, the trees will also talk. Panda definitely come in. They have a certain type of communications. So they make a different kind of sounds based on their situation. If they have a very kind of stress situation, they make type. It's similar like tweet, tweet.
Like a
You can
tweeting.
find some of the sound. Yeah, you
Yeah.
can find some of the sound vocalizing it in there, I think. Yeah, they have a different kind of vocalizing.
I have a video. Maybe we can hear some of these vocalizations now. I haven't screened it, so. Can you guys hear that?
Listen to that. That's there you go. That's what you she was doing before.
Yeah.
That's not really what I expected.
And one of the vocalizers is called Hawk
It does kind of sound like a bird. That's interesting.
It's like a tweet.
Yeah, very cool. Song, thank you for the sub. I already said country with the $10. We're at $1,360, and we're about ready to come to a close here. There is one good closing question that I found here that I like to ask on every podcast. And Bep asked, "What can the average person do to support red pandas and help the movement?"
That's a really cool question. And every individual has their own kind of can in any cause. And I'm also a part of this cause. And you all of you guys can be a part of this. You can do wherever you are and how which way you can contribute. You can make some awareness kind of stuff to the people who don't know about it. Can donate some of the monies if you can to make differences in the wild so we can protect the red panda habitat better. And every individual can contribute from their side. So we have contributors like students from the 5 years of age. So every individual there one in the conservation of red panda. So if you share about the challenges or threats that red panda is facing in the wild to other people, that will also be a help.
Right.
So every people has their own responsibility. They really contribute to the.
So spread the word. Very cool. There are about 1,300 people watching right now, and most of them have stuck around for the whole podcast. So you guys are making a difference in learning about red pandas, and that's 1,300 people to go tell, all of their circle and all of their friends about what they learned today, and I think one of the biggest things is that awareness of what threats that they're facing. So habitat loss, that's not just for red pandas, that's for everything right now. And then the illegal trade is also not just red pandas, but you know, if you see a video of someone with a red panda as a pet, or someone's like, oh, this is so cute, now you know, it's not, it's not good. And it's really damaging.
And you can report to the authority if you saw such kind of videos. And coming back to your last questions, how you can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And what you guys, I think you guys, you said 1,300 people are watching now. So I want to request all of the people who are watching now to go to our Red Panda Network Facebook page or Twitter account. So there's a link to vote our Red Panda. There's a global competition, and where we have been shortlisted on 24.
Mm-hmm.
So you can vote our Red Panda Guardians. There's a link. It's super easy. It'll take around 10 seconds. So you can make a difference in the 10 seconds.
Okay.
So we'll be, we want to see our Red Panda Guardians to be the to be the winner of that one.
Oh,
it's called
okay.
Global. Yeah, it's called the Global Landscape Hero competition. So please go to the link in our Facebook or Twitter. You can find the link to vote.
Here we go. Yeah, so Space has linked that in chat. It says, our forest guardians at Red Panda Network have been selected as a finalist in the Global LF Landscape Heroes competition. Check out our project here and vote for it to become the audience favorite. So this is their team out there in Nepal. Very, very cool. If you guys want to follow that link, I'll spam it in chat, even though it's already in there. And that would make a big difference because there are a lot of people watching. So Space, thank you for finding that. And thank you for plugging that. I hope that makes a difference for you guys there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool opportunity there. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And we have a very cool kind of Red Panda equipment. So you guys definitely, I think you guys definitely wanted to see Red Panda experience our culture and experience the Red Panda habitat, the mountains, and the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to invite all of you to join that one. Please check our Red Panda equipment page.
Very cool. That would be awesome. I should get out there. That would be really
definitely,
cool.
Definitely.
All right. Cool. Guys, we got so many cool trips for once the virus is not so bad. But that would be awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for your time today. We're at $1,360 worth of donations. I will send you the final amount of donations once I close up here. But that's about all the time that we have for the questions and for everything today. But thank you so much for your time. I know it was I know it's early morning for you, so I appreciate you being here.
I also appreciate you because you closing us, and it's really honor at the Red Panda Network family.
Of course.
Bringing us to your very famous show. This is the first time I'm with 1,300 live audiences.
Now you're famous.
yeah. So it's good for Red Panda conservation. And thank you everyone who are watching from around the world. And thank you so much for your questions. Thank you so much for your donations. That will really make a difference in Red Panda. And just follow us on our social media channels.
Yes.
To the Red Panda Network. So we can update what we will do with that money.
You can do a command. You can do command guest, or you can do command org to get to their website, and all of the socials are linked on their website there. So you should go follow them. They're really good socials, updated often, really well done. So I do recommend following them. Cool. Well, I will send you the final donation amount once we're done here. But thank you again. They were super, super excited for this podcast. A lot of people were really excited about this species. So I'm glad that we made this work.
Yeah. Thank you, Maya.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
What a nice guy, huh? That was awesome. I still can't believe the elevation that they live at. 2,500 meters when the Empire State Building is less than 400 meters is absurd. That's absurd, right? Like, isn't that insane? Nepa with $3, thank you so much. And Erica with $20 said people happy. I'm not sure if that's a different Erica or if that's my sister, but if it's my sister, what's up? The whole family's here. Let's go. Okay, so that was that from Nepal. Yes, yeah, he came to us from Nepal. It's morning for him. It's late for us here. 10:34 p.m. My gosh. Okay. Chat, $1,393 today for Red Panda Network. Again, super powerful organization, absolutely instrumental in the conservation of that species. They do it all. They do the research, they do the education, they do the educating local communities, they do the policy, they do the advocacy, they do the camera traps, they do it all. So, really great org. I'm gonna thank LP again for directing me to this organization and my Discord for having an interest in doing a Red Panda podcast, because that is why I had it today. Danner, thank you for the 378. We forgot to ask how much they weigh. I'll tell you. You know what sucks? I was Googling how much do red pandas weigh, and the first thing that came up was cost. Males weigh 8.2 to 14 pounds, females weigh 6.6 to 13 pounds. There you go. So, thank you guys for hanging out today too. I was a little bit worried about the viewership because of the time, and because of the slot right now, but it was pretty good. Went pretty well. So I appreciate you guys sticking around for that. So, thank you for your questions. Wonderful questions. Today, everybody pray that the quiz works, because last time it did not. Crowway with $3.22. Thank you so much. So far, it's looking good. It's looking good. Oh, it's working. Okay. Everybody say thank you, Chuck, for writing the quiz questions so I could focus on my conversation today. Helps me a lot. The way that the quiz works. Five questions, all based on my conversation. Rep with the 18, thank you. Five questions, all based on my conversation with Sonam today. You get 20 seconds to answer each question, not that you'll need that much time. Anyway, I will read the questions before the 20 seconds starts, if that helps you. They're multiple choice. The way that you win the quiz is by answering the questions correct the fastest. So you get points based on how fast you click and how correct you are in clicking. If you win the quiz, if you're not already subbed to my channel, I will gift you a sub to my channel. Whoa, with $100. Let's go. If you're not subbed to my channel, I'll gift you a sub to my channel. If you are already subbed, I will gift you a sub to any channel on Twitch of your choice, or you can ask me to donate an additional $5 to Red Panda Network today. Ollie, thank you for the $25. $1,525. Huge. Okay, so give me a couple minutes to create the quiz. You need to enable access. If you have never done the quiz before or you don't know how to do it, you can do command quiz. It'll take you to my website and show you what you need to do, but it's very simple. Type quiz in chat for support. You need to enable access so that I know who you are. But it'll pop up once the quiz is live, so give me a second to make that happen. All right. Quiz time. E-Rob. E-Rob with the 1,317 viewer host. What's up? Avery with $100. It is. Yeah, you can get a, you can write that off. What's up, you robbers? This is the Conservation Cast, if you're not familiar. We just had a very long, we had an hour long conversation about red pandas and their conservation threats, or the threats to their conservation as a species. We talked about habitat loss, we talked about the illegal pet trade, and we talked about red panda adaptations, like the altitude at which they live at. We talked about what they eat, we talked about how many cubs they have, we talked about what Red Panda Network does to support their conservation. Conch with $23.62, and we have raised $1,648 this week for Red Panda Network, which is wonderful. If you're new to the podcast, none of them are still here, let's be real, but if you're still here, we do this every Friday. It's usually species specific. It's usually not this late, but come check it out. I'd appreciate it. Command website if you want some more information. So the quiz is ready. Are you ready? No. Well, now's the time anyway. 5 questions, 20 seconds per question. Here we go. It's sending the questions to y'all. Hold on. Okay. The first question is, what is the IUCN's estimated population for red pandas? Is it 10,000 in the wild? Is it 5,000 in the wild? Is it 1,000, or is it 500 individuals in the wild? I see a lot of easy claps. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is about 10,000 in the wild, but Sonam did emphasize that it's really difficult to make that estimate. They're kind of elusive and hard to study, and it's really difficult to come up with that number for any species. Squid, yes, 1K in Nepal, about 1K in Nepal. The correct answer is 10K. Who got that right? 57 people got that right. That's not very many. Interesting. 77 said 1K. 79 said 5K. Next question is, what is the red panda's number one threat, according to our guest? There are multiple threats listed here. What is the number one threat to their conservation? Is it habitat loss? They don't have any threats. Is it predators, or is it the illegal trade? The illegal pet trade, the illegal fur trade. Okay, that one was easy. Good. I'm glad you thought so. I'm glad you were listening. The correct answer is habitat loss. That is so true for so many species that we talk about on the podcast. I think we talk about habitat loss like every podcast, do we not? Humans taking over. The correct answer is habitat loss. 174 people got that correct. Well done. Who got it correct the fastest? I forgot to show scores on the last one. Space Voyage, and then Pod, and then Loco. Well done. Pod is in the league, though, followed by Direwolf, followed by Ivory. The next question is, what is the benefit of studying an indicator species? Is it because there's no such thing as an indicator species? Is it because it helps to discover new species? Is it because it can determine the health of the species environment? Or is it because, or is there no benefit to studying indicator species? Red pandas are an indicator species. I'm sure we've talked about indicator species on the podcast before, but not often. I don't remember, like, bringing that terminology up often. We talk about keystone species more, I think. Yeah, Teetle, I don't know how they do it either. The correct answer is that indicator species can determine the health of the species environment. So basically, if red pandas are doing well, it means that the forest is healthy and doing well. So they're an important indicator for their environment. Who got that right the fastest? Mirza. Then Orr, then contestant number 1403. Spenny with the $3.81. Thank you so much. Pod is still in the lead, followed by a dire wolf still, and then Golem. Ivory dropped down one place. Squid is in fifth place. Virtual Pop in sixth, and Cinny in seventh. Fourth question. What is a red panda's preferred habitat altitude in meters? Is it 2,500 to 3,500 meters? Is it 5,000 meters? Is it 10 to 15 meters? Or do they live underground? Smile. Way too high up for me. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. The correct answer is 2,500 to 3,500 meters. Metric system, Pogu. We'll do this quiz based on what the guest uses. The system that the guest uses today, it's in meters. I've said it before because it just blew my mind because I looked up the Empire State Building. Their ideal habitat altitude is 2,500 to 3,500 meters. This is for the new people here. The Empire State Building is less than 400 meters high. Fublian, thank you. They're up there. The land is just high. I'm not thinking they climb. Hello, Cal. It's impressive altitude. The correct answer is 2,500 to 3,500. Contestant number 729 is in the lead. It doesn't matter because I don't know who you are. Not Stretchy got second and Scotty in third. The person in the lead is still Pod. And then a dire wolf, and then Ivory climbed up. Will a dire wolf or Ivory take over Pod's place in first with this last question? You have one more chance. Are you ready? The last question is, what is the lifespan of a red panda in the wild? There may be a trick answer here because it's not in the wild. Is it 5 years? Is it 8 to 10 years? Is it 15 years? Or is it 18 to 25 years? I see a lot of easy claps. Max thinks it's 100 years. Cinny thinks he clutched it. The correct answer is 8 to 10 years in the wild, but something like double that in captivity. Which is not that long. 141 people got that correct. But who has done it? Who has won the quiz this week? Cray got 4 out of 5 questions right and he didn't even watch the podcast. I'm glad you're here, brother. Pod stayed in the lead the whole time. And then Ivory. And then Cinny. Cinny climbed. Cinny, you actually did clutch that last one. Well done. All right, Pod, what do you want? Topa got fifth? Damn. Well done. Donate to the org. All right, you got it. Locke, don't worry about it if you're here right now. It's super late for Locke. But I have to donate anyway, and it's straight to their PayPal, so... Cal tip $19.99. Thank you. Okay. Red pandas are great, so relax. All right. Koopa Steve is here, everybody. Let's go. Koopa Steve with the $77.77. Welcome, dude. Thank you so much for being here. All right, hold on. I'm doing my verification. Pay now. $1,750.19. Are you kidding me? All right. There's $5 from Pod and $10 from me. Don't worry about the 10. I really, really appreciate you guys being here today. Jazz tipped $3. Look, I gotta hold myself accountable somehow. They have red pandas at the Houston Zoo. I got my stuffed red panda there. That's wonderful. I'm so glad. Today is Friday. And today is the podcast. And to celebrate the podcast, you already know, it's Fireball Friday. This stream is sponsored by Fireball Whiskey. The best cinnamon whiskey that there is. So it's time to take a shot and chase it with water. Thanks, Fireball. It's Verby. Thank you for the 2 months. Thank you for the subs throughout the stream today. I know I don't thank all the subs as we go along, but I do appreciate them. There's a new... Andrew to $5. Thank you so much. Water is chaser. No way. What do you want? I'm not going to go get an actual chaser. I'm just going to take a sip of water. I don't even think it counts as a chaser at the end of it. If you want to find out more about Fireball, you can look at my tweet. My Twitter is MayaHiga6 and my Instagram is Maya_Higa. It's on my story right now. You can go get yourself some Fireball. Click that link for me, please. Please. Appreciate it. Chat countdown from 3. I'll wait. 2. 1. Cheers. I love Fireball whiskey. All right. Steve-o, thank you for the sub. 100% water? I'm sorry. Did you just imply that that shot was water? Did you just imply that I filled this Fireball bottle up with water? Does this look like water to you? This is beautiful golden Fireball whiskey. Doesn't get any better than that. A couple announcements, chat. It's been a little while. I haven't seen you since Monday. High school. There is no DARE package tomorrow, I should tell you that much. DARE package has been canceled for tomorrow, and I don't think that they'll have the show for a little while. So I'm sorry about that. I just found out about that. We also don't have Housewives tomorrow, but we have Housewives the following week. And it's a Halloween one, so we're all dressing up, which is very fun. I may stream tomorrow. No, maybe not. I was gonna stream tomorrow because I had a bounty to do, but I lost the bounty because I left it in my queue for too long. So I probably won't stream tomorrow unless I get an itch to for whatever reason. But there is a trailer bounty, yes, and I've accepted it, but I have 5 days to do it, and I'm gonna stream on Monday anyway, so. The Mario paintings, that's true. If I feel like streaming tomorrow, I may. I haven't streamed in a bit, so it definitely wouldn't hurt to do a desktop tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see. For now, I am going to... Oh, I'm gonna raid BJP Official, but I'm gonna play the outro. $1,773.19. The fact that we do this every week. The regular donators that come to the stream, the intros before I call the guests, and it's like $500 every week. Like, come on. It's insane. And I hope you guys know, and I hope you guys trust that I do my research on these organizations, and I'm really proud of every single one that we have on this podcast. I think they represent the species well. I think the people that I'm speaking to represent the organization well, and I'm just over the moon about supporting each and every one of them that's come on the podcast. We have the best guests on here and we get to learn so much. So I really, really appreciate you guys being here to learn with me, to watch with me. It brings me so much joy to bring conservation to this platform that doesn't get to see conservation so much, because it's a fight for everyone. And I appreciate bringing more young people into it. So I love that it's on Twitch, and my guests get really excited about having the new demographic to talk to as well. Twitch is an untapped reservoir for doing good. It really is. There's a whole demographic of people that aren't normally reached by conservationists, and it's a really, really perfect platform to do this on. And Twitch as a whole and my community as a whole is so generous. To raise over $1,000 every week. I normally tell my guests that we raise about $1,000 a week, but at this point, the average is probably over it is over $1,000 every week. Scotty, thank you for the $4.58. So that's super powerful. The website has been updated. If you're interested in, checking out some of the archive podcasts, you can check them out on there. There are wonderful summaries. Some of them written by me, the last few written by Danny. So thank you, Danny, for doing that. I'm just going through the podcast to look at this, and we have this, this bit on here, organizations that we've helped. How cool is this? Oh my gosh, dude. Oh my gosh. So cool. So cool. So many. So let me look at, is this where the numbers are? No, the numbers, average live viewers, number of episodes, $55,823.75 raised through these podcasts, not including today. But the rest of them are updated. Just insane. $1,240 average per podcast for these organizations. That's so cool. Thank you guys for being a part of that. Also, on my channel as a whole, well, on the website it says raised over $100,000 for charity. I'm curious to know what that number is, actually. It's probably nuts, but amazing, regardless. Bacon, thank you for the sub. There's a sign that was just put on. We did that fundraiser for the Wildlife Rehab Center to build the Raptor Educational Ambassador enclosure. And the sign was put up on the enclosure yesterday that says, special thanks to Maya Higa. You guys. Special thanks to you guys. So I'll take a picture of it and I'll show you guys. But very cool and very special, and I really, really appreciate that from you guys. Big time. Also, if my brother's still here, what's up? Thanks for watching. Okay, I'm gonna play the outro. That was a really cool podcast, really fun. I'm really excited about it. If I do not go to Matt's,
I started working.
No, probably not. Okay, dude. I may go over to Matt's. I'm not sure. But I'll probably see you guys on Monday. If I don't see you tomorrow, then I'll see you on Monday. At my desktop, either way, because I have a trailer bounty to do. But thanks, Fireball. Thanks, chat. You guys are the best. I'm gonna raid BJ in a bit. Let me actually copy and paste his name so I don't mess it up. BJP official. You guys know BJ, right? Okay, it's not working. He's so cool and so wholesome. Good guy. All right. I'll see you guys next time. Thank you for watching. Thank you for donating. Thank you to my team for all your help. Will with the intro screen. Chuck with the help with the questions. Danny for help updating the website. Locke with the help updating the website. You guys are the best. Tara with the help with all the analytics and everything. Good stuff. All right. I will see you guys.